KFIZ News Time is 9:11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning, May 26th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we kick off hour number two of the program here this morning. And, of course, Wednesday means it's time to check in with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. You know, we're on the final Wednesday of May. It means we're one step closer to June Dairy Month, one of the best months, I think, in Wisconsin. And we welcome in Amy Reese and Bree Zach from Envision Greater Fond du Lac to tell us about June Dairy Month, also June Dairy Day coming up very soon here in Fond du Lac. Amy, Bree, thanks for coming on the show this morning. How are both of you this morning?
Sure. Good morning. We are great. And,
yeah.
And I think, Spencer, we totally agree that June Dairy Month is probably the best month of the year as well to celebrate agriculture in Wisconsin. We are super excited that June starts next week.
It's a month, and we know that dairy is a top food group here in Wisconsin. We're the dairy state after all. So we drink a lot of milk. We eat a lot of cheese. We eat yogurt, ice cream, all that good stuff. But it just gives you an extra excuse to, like, maybe double or triple your intake of all that stuff because you're helping and supporting Wisconsin agriculture during June Dairy Month. That's always a good thing to do, right?
It is, actually. May was National Cheese Month, so if you've been partaking mm-hmm. this month as well, you are celebrating alongside the other cheeseheads. And, Spencer, all of those dairy products you mentioned will all be featured at June Dairy Day on June 5th at the National Exchange Bank and Trust Main Street parking lot outdoors that day.
Very cool. So that's June 5th. Tell us all the details. You mentioned there's going to be some great dairy products there. What is June Dairy Day all about for folks who aren't familiar with it?
Yeah, so June Dairy Day, it's from 9 to 11 a.m., and that's also when the farmer's market's going to be happening. So go downtown, check out the farmer's market, come on by the parking lot of National Exchange Bank and Trust, because we've got a lot of family activities happening. Parents can enjoy food. The kids can enjoy the food as well, but then the kids can also enjoy some games as well. There's lots of dairy products. We'll have some Culver's custard there. Who doesn't love ice cream early in the morning? And we are Dilly's custard. Culver's custard will be at breakfast on the farm. And we are sponsoring milk for the chocolate chip cookie walk that is also happening. So there's a lot of stuff that is happening this year on June 5th. The chocolate chip cookie walk is something that we are doing new this year. Just obviously you can't have chocolate chip cookies without some milk, and so it's just the best time to be doing it then.
A chocolate chip cookie walk. I think you piqued a lot of people's interest there.
Yes. Yeah. So Annie from Annie City Felton Cafe had the idea to get involved and celebrate June Dairy Month as well, because who doesn't want to? And she came up with the idea that we could do a chocolate chip cookie walk. So there are, I think there's 6 or 8 different downtown businesses that are going to have chocolate chip cookie samples. And like Bree said, the Fond du Lac Agribusiness Council is going to be sponsoring some white milk to go with that along your walk. And then I still believe that when you are done, you're going to cast your vote at the June Dairy Day location at the National Exchange Bank and Trust parking lot into our large chocolate milk carton. So you cast your vote, and then there will be a winner of the best chocolate chip cookies.
That sounds like a plan, and you know what? If you're concerned about eating custard and chocolate chip cookies that early in the morning, the farmer's market's right there, and you can buy some veggies to take home, right?
Right. And of course, put in your steps, right? You're going to walk from all parts of Main Street, so that, you know, there's this balance that you create. We're not too worried.
Gotcha.
All about the balance, yes. And dairy products do offer, you know, nutrition. You should be eating 3 servings a day, so you might just do that before lunch.
That's perfectly fine. It's a weekend. It's June Dairy Month, and it's June Dairy Day, and I think we're all okay with that. We could put the exercise and healthy eating aside for a few hours or so. So this is going on June 5th. Anything else with June Dairy Day you wanted to highlight this morning that people can expect with the event?
We obviously can't forget all the fun farm animals that's going to be there. We've got some cows, maybe some sheep. We've got some horses, some goats. So all the animals that you can find on the farm, you will find in the parking lot.
Very cool. So June Dairy Day is the 5th downtown Fond du Lac, starting at 9 at National Exchange Bank. Now, I know that's not the only celebration that's coming up in June. Obviously, breakfast on the farm. We had a modified one last year with the drive-through breakfast on the farm, but I know there's some other stuff going on, too. Anything else with June Dairy Month you want folks to know about this morning?
Well, we might as well celebrate all month because that's how the Agribusiness Council wants to celebrate. So, actually, this year we have partnered with Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership with their Wine Walk, which is going to be happening on June 18th, again, in Downtown Fond du Lac at 15 different locations. And at some of the retail spots, the Agribusiness Council will be offering cheese samples to pair with the wine.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that. I know that cheese and wine pairing is something that a lot of people are into these days, and just another way to remember agriculture during June in Wisconsin.
Wine and cheese, a perfect combo for sure.
Definitely. And then, of course, we round out the month with the big kahuna, breakfast on the farm, June 27th this year, LeClaire Family Creamery. I know that sometimes we forget that dairy goats produce milk as well as our dairy cow friends. But LeClaire Family Creamery is part of a larger corporation, which includes Milk Source, also a very large dairy in the state of Wisconsin. So we will have all of our dairy friends there that day, as well as other animals, a large breakfast, some new items this year. So not necessarily the same that you may be used to, but obviously scrambled eggs with ham and cheese. We have pork sausage this year, cheesy potatoes, applesauce, and coffee and milk. Obviously can't forget that milk. No. And, of course, we have a cheese tent this year that's being sponsored by Leading Dairy Solutions, and we will have oodles of cheese samples again as usual.
Awesome. Again, that's at LeClaire Family Farms. What's the date and time for that again for folks who missed that?
The date is Sunday, June 27th from 8 a.m. till noon, and tickets start going on sale on June 1st, and you can buy them here at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. You can buy them out at LeClaire Family Creamery, where the breakfast will be held, or you can buy them at local banks as well. And this year, Spencer, we're going to even try offering online sales of breakfast tickets at the Envision Greater Fond du Lac website through the events page. So you have no reason not to buy a ticket.
Get those
tickets.
They are
available.
Multiple ways to get them. Multiple ways.
Multiple
no excuses,
ways.
Folks.
No. And then, of course, in conjunction with Breakfast on the Farm, right after, we choose our egg raffle winners. Mm-hmm. So that is going on as well to raise money for our Egg Ambassador Program, which Bree and I have not stopped doing, even through the pandemic. So we are super excited to continue raising money for that as well.
Awesome, awesome. I'm sure we'll talk again about Breakfast on the Farm coming up in June and the Ag Raffle as well. Anything we didn't cover that you wanted folks to know about here in our final minute or so?
I don't know, but I hope I really just hope they come on out and help us celebrate dairy during June.
Excellent. Great advice. Amy, Bree, thanks so much as always. We will chat again very soon. Have a great rest of the week and a great holiday weekend, too.
Thank you.
Jamie Reese and Breezock joining us from Envision Greater Fond du Lac. June, a great month. It's Dairy Month, June Dairy Day coming up June 5th.